This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z, and you're tuned in to Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. How's everybody doing out there? I hope you're doing wonderful. What do you think of this early spring coming here in the Northeast? I mean, I don't know how the rest of the country's going, but I'm loving it. I think we're done with snow. That is awesome. That just means the Doc Dog season is nearing ever closer, and I love it. In fact, let's tell you what's going on this weekend in the world of Doc Dogs. Well, you still want to go to the Sunshine State, though, this time of year if you want to get your Doc Dogs in, because at Fernandina Beach, that's Amelia Island, Florida, it is the 2016 Florida International Dog Surfing Championship, which is also a Doc Dogs wild card event, one of your roads to worlds, and you can get your invite to worlds right there this coming weekend, March 25th and 26th, right there, Amelia Island. I know a bunch of folks are going to that, and they're really looking forward to it, as am I. It should be a great time. Looking at the layout of the place and everything like that, it just looks like a cozy, friendly, nice, warm place that's just going to be crazy with dogs. If you're a dog lover, that's definitely the place to be, and it's going to be Doc Dog's biggest event to date this year, and as they keep coming and putting more events on, it's going to get to be a much more exciting year. Just can't wait. But that event is going to be spectacular. You're going to want to be there if you can. If you're not too late already to register online at docdogs.com, walk-ups will be accepted as long as the waves aren't full. And I have a feeling things are going to be full, so you're going to want to make sure that you get there on time. And hey, while you're down in Florida anyway, why don't you stick around, make a big long vacation of it, and go to the Dueling Dogs at the Shell Factory event that's happening in Fort Myers, Florida, April 15th through the 17th. All right, well, in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs, I have a couple interviews coming at you. That's right, I'm going to be talking to Molly Johnson. Molly is part of the Mocan Doc Dogs Club, and she was kind enough to spend some time and talk with me to tell me about what's going on in the world of Mocan Doc Dogs, her dogs, teams, and plans for the 2016 season. And then it's not over. I'm going to be talking with Timothy Lake from Carolina Doc Dogs, and Timothy's going to be talking to me about all kinds of stuff that's going on with the Carolina Doc Doggers and his team and his plans for 2016. So it's a jam-packed episode of Radio Doc Dogs. I hope you enjoy listening to these competitors, getting their point of view on the whole Duck Dogs world and what their plans are for the summer. Maybe you learn something. Maybe you're just entertained. Maybe you want to be on Radio Doc Dogs, and you can always contact me through Facebook or email and just let me know if you got some exciting team news, something about your club going on. Just let me know. Give me a shout and we'll get you on Radio Doc Dogs. So right now we're going to start out by getting in a little bit of advertising here from some of those fantastic Doc Dog sponsors right here. In fact, Doc Dog's newest sponsor, it's Embrace Pet Insurance, and then we're going to hear from Molly Johnson.
Mind if we pay your vet bills?
Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am now speaking with Molly Johnson. Hello, Molly.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm awesome, too. That's great.
Good.
We already have something so much in common. We're both awesome, and we both agree.
That's right. And the dogs are barking in the background, so all is well.
Well, they're awesome, too, then, because they heard that, and they said, hey, we're awesome, too. We're awesome.
All is well.
Molly is with the Mocan Doc Dogs Club. You are you actually moved, though. You were in Colorado. That's where I saw you last, anyway, isn't it?
that you're right. That's correct. Or at Worlds, one of the two.
Oh, right. Worlds, right. Yeah. You know, because I see like everybody at Worlds, which is awesome. But I always for some reason skip that in my head and push it back to where I actually saw him during the actual regular season. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, World is a little crazy, so that's understandable.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people I say I saw, and that's about it. I saw them, and I'm sorry I didn't even get to go, you know, shake a hand or say, hey, how you doing, or give a hug. It's that's about all as far as it got sometimes. But
I get it. No worries.
But you're with the Mocan Club and on the board now as well. Congratulations with that.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to have been chosen.
That's so cool. And there's some exciting stuff you were telling me before we started recording here about the Mocan Club and some of the things you got going on. First, let's touch base on some of the events that are going to be going on in your neck of the woods there. And of course, there's the big one, the regionals at Lake of the Ozarks, and that's always been a fantastic event. I haven't been there for a few years, and I'm sorry for that. It's not that I don't want to. I'm trying to be a little more diverse.
That's right. Yeah, we're excited about it. We're thrilled to have it in kind of our own backyard, you know, because Mocan is the Kansas and Mocan club. And I was hoping to go last year, too, but, you know, and was planning on it, but with trying to move, it didn't work out. So I'm excited to both have be able to go to the event for our first time and to have it as a regional. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool there. You know, it's their restaurant, bar, docks right on the lake there. It's a perfect for a summer evening as it's going to be. You really can't ask for more than that. I think you bring your bug spray, if I recall correctly, but other than that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd heard that last year too. I think there was quite a bit of rain and, coming to Kansas, we just had a little bit of rain the other day and warm temps, and I thought I saw a mosquito already. So yeah, bring your bug spray for sure.
Yeah, but that place there, Dog Days, they got some good food too, and of course some good drinks. I always tell the story, and I apologize for those that have heard it a million times, and those that are offended by it too. I'm sorry, but it is the only Doc Dogs event where I've ever been to where if the dog misses the bumper in EV, the drunks up on the deck at night will boo you.
Rough crowd.
And I thought it was pretty funny because you realize, you know, you see how many pitchers they went through up there and they're having a good time and having a lot of fun. And, you know, it was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, at least it's interactive. They probably want to come back every year. So.
Right.
Right.
And then later in the season, there's another event going on there at Dog Days at Lake of the Ozarks for you guys.
Yeah.
Dueling Dogs.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And then we're going to be having a couple of events in the fall going on as club events. So we're pinning those down. So we're going to have a lot of fun stuff going on locally.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe some Shields events coming back to the area, things like that. So I think it'll be another action-packed, fun year.
Well, yeah, and you guys are working it up. Tell us about some of the social things and all those events and everything that you guys have in your plans and the things you're doing right now, even.
Sure. In a little over a week or so, we're just going to have a social. We have we're getting a lot of traction. A lot of people are coming to visit the Mocan Facebook page and wanting to know more information from, you know, seeing the events in the past that they've come to, or, you know, we had the boat show in January here in Kansas City. So we're just going to have a social event so people can come. We're going to call it the Mocan Madness event. So to follow along with the basketball madness month, March Madness.
Yeah.
And people can come and you know, check out videos, ask questions, find out more about it, and be interactive with the board and other members and see, you know, find out more about it and how to plug in and how we can help them learn about the sport and come alongside them and have fun.
That sounds cool. That's a very interesting plan, very interesting concept. I know when I first got into Buckeye Dock Dogs, there was a gathering sort of like that, and it was very effective for me because at the time didn't know anything, and so we got to meet some of the people that were founders of the club and get involved, and they're all willing to, you know, tell you what their dogs do and how they do and how they do it. Nobody holds back information really in Dock Dogs. There's really no secrets as far as getting your dog to jump. Everybody wants everybody to to do well. And so, yeah, this sounds like a fantastic idea you guys have put together there. A little introduction, if you will, I guess, to the Mocan Dock Dogs and that region of the country and dock diving.
Exactly. And we want to build more community with that and everybody be able to participate, you know, get feedback, you know, what do people think they might want to do in the future for events, stuff like that. So we want to be doing more of that throughout the year as we continue on, but as we're jumping into the season, pardon the pun.
Jumping.
or not, but it will give them, you know, give people some time to, you know, get their toe in the water, you know, get kind of some information, get geared up and excited as the season's, you know, well underway in a lot of ways, but really gearing up for the heat of the season. So yeah, that'll be good.
Absolutely. That is a fantastic idea. I like that. I think a lot of people are going to benefit from that if they take advantage of it. So hopefully they do. So what's the date for the plan on that?
I believe it is March 20th.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So soon, very soon.
Yes, very soon. And then we will be having another event. We're going to have a pool party coming up on the 16th of April with a new sponsor of ours. So we're going to have the opportunity. Anybody can come. You don't have to be a Mocan member. There are some benefits to being a Mocan member, but it's open to everyone. So again, going a step further than just the social, people can come and socialize and get to know more and learn questions, but they can watch and bring their dogs and try it for free.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. So really a ton of fun.
Well, you know, there, and you know this as well, there's some people out there that are kind of apprehensive. I could use me as an example. I think I was like that in the very beginning. I was apprehensive because I was like, what if my dog doesn't jump? What if my dog only jumps 1 foot? You know,
exactly.
What if we're not competitive at all? But I took the chance, I guess you could say, and dove in head first, to use another pun. But
there you go.
And then learned over time that at least for me, it's not all about the competition. That's just part of it. That's what brings you together there. It was, we're going to go out and see these people again that we saw, this couple we met, you know, at the last Doc Dogs event a month ago. We're going to see them again. I like those. They were fun. They were fun to hang out with. Can't wait to see them again. And then you find more and more people like that. And you learn about dogs from so many different angles and people's experiences. It's not just a competition, that's for sure. You couldn't put a price on how much it is beyond that and how fun and rewarding it can feel. So I
would agree, and the whole club feels that way. We really want it to be about community, and I think I can speak for others as well as myself. I mean, I started in it at a club event in Colorado, at a Rocky Mountain Dock Dogs event.
Mm-hmm.
And then got, you know, had the privilege of getting to learn from some very seasoned, very accomplished people who, again, it wasn't about the competition. You know, it was as the new kid, and they brought me under their wing. And I now, in the short time that we've been in the sport, have some of the best friends and made the best friends and continue to meet people all over the country. And it's just been amazing, just amazing.
It is.
We want to continue that on.
It's awesome. You know, and I was never much of a big social person, and sometimes I wonder today, you know, I think back of before the days of something like social media, Facebook and stuff like that, and I go, if I would have never got into Doc Dogs, I wonder how many Facebook friends I'd really have, and that I have them from not only all over the country, but countries, you know?
Yeah. Pretty extraordinary, pretty awesome, and then just to... You know, we've got, like you said, some founding members and some strong people who have been in the area longer to, you know, as resources and young or old, new or seasoned, you know, come on and join us. It's we'd love to have you, and doesn't matter if you're the new kid on the block. We're here to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And this thing you're offering, takes at least... a money consideration or something out of the way of anyone that might be apprehensive, just by letting them try it. And I think that's a great thing. So very cool. Very, very cool.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we're excited.
So tell me about your team. You got a big jumping dog there.
Yeah, a couple of them. Our team is the Madtown Flyers, and the girls are doing well. You know, we're kind of in a little of a lull here, as I'm sure a lot of people are. It's time to get out and get some exercise, drop a few lbs, and get a little tuned up. Let's see, the Bella X1. Bella has, she did outstanding at Worlds. It was her first year in the sport. And she took second in the world in Master.
Oh, that is awesome.
And Big Air.
Awesome.
That was huge. And probably came in like round seventh. She just missed the cutout for EV, for Cadet. Oh. So, again, you know, she hit personal best at Worlds.
Maddie had
invitations too, but unfortunately came down ill beforehand, so she couldn't compete. But she made it to Worlds her first year, got invited the second year, and she's ready to rock and roll. So
we can't
wait for the year ahead, and just, you know, hope they do really well. And as per usual, you know, they're doing what they love, and we have a lot of fun.
Now, do they all do all the disciplines?
They do. They're both iron dogs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and have done, I think they actually took first and second in iron dog at the boat show here in Kansas City. So,
oh, wow.
You know, proud mama.
Yeah, yeah, you should be.
Yeah. So, you know, and they're half sisters, so we have to put different collars on them sometimes to, even as mom and dad, are you Maddie or are you Bella? Which one are you? So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like having twins, but yeah, so, you know, just having a blast, but excited for the year ahead. Yeah. I think, I don't know, the younger one Bella may start to surpass her sister. We're trying to, we want to try dueling dogs this year because I think it would up their game a little bit with speed retrieve. So
okay,
it's fun to pin them against each other in dueling dogs, I think.
Well, yeah, yeah. So neither of them have done dueling dogs yet.
They haven't. Unfortunately, you know, with where we were, I think we did 12 to 13 events last year, and I think we were in 6+ states last year.
It's cool.
We did a lot, but unfortunately, we weren't where there was a dueling dogs event. So there's one coming up this summer for sure. We want to try out and see if we can get something rolling here through MOCAN too, to see if we can't get something rolling.
Yeah,
to get dueling dogs going too. Yeah,
that's awesome. So do you have any plans for any other events outside of your area that you specifically want to hit? Well, I'm sure you want to go to Worlds, but I mean,
absolutely.
Beyond that, any like taking a travel dog, duck dogs vacation or anything like that, going anywhere far, or any specific events that you just want to make sure you do not miss?
Well, we were planning to not miss Vail, but unfortunately, we will be having to move, which is not a bad thing in that we haven't had a house yet since we moved here. We were building a house. So,
okay.
Cause we have horses as well. So we're planning to go to Vail, but unfortunately we just can't make it work, which is pretty heartbreaking cause it's Vail.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And it's, you know, where we came from. And again, you know, so many of our friends are going to be there, and it's just, you know, it's been voted what most popular venue.
Yeah, right.
Two years in a row, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of heartbreaking that I want to do everything I can to get there, but it's just, we can't do it this year. So, it is what it is. And I'm just keeping my eye on the calendar to see what else we can get to. There'll probably be some more Shields events in some neighboring states that we want to get to again, Iowa, Nebraska.
Sure.
Here, elsewhere. So we're just kind of keeping our eye on the calendar to see what else is going to be coming up that we can get to. So
yeah. Regional wise, in your neck of the wood, well, you know, if you look at a big giant region, I guess you would have Oshkosh would be your next closest.
There is actually an event when, you know, there's one that was at Lambeau last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's called the Lambeau. Well, I can't say the Lambeau Leap. That's because I'm a Packer fan. but I would love to get back to that one. But I don't know. I was told it was in June, but I don't know if it's going to be in June. It was later last year, I think. I would love to go back there and be able to, you know, I grew up watching the Packers. I'm still a fan and would love to be able to have a shot of the dogs with Lambeau Field in the background. That would be a pretty awesome thing to do.
I've heard that's a pretty cool event. Yes, absolutely. So,
plus then I can, you know, give Tom Dropic a little bit of grief like they did last year too.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. We always love picking on Tom because we love him so much.
That's right. And, you know, he's a Vikings fan, and that's just, he can't do it.
That's his problem. I can't do anything about that either.
I know. Poor guy.
I guess you can't have everything perfect. You know, he's got the world's fastest dog and all that stuff.
He does.
You can't have everything. I guess you got to have something that's just not so
that's
prestigious.
Right. That's right. We don't have Remy, so.
Oh, we're picking on him. I can't wait to hear what comes back from that. But
yeah, I don't know. I should have probably opened that Pandora's box. But
it's good.
He's a teammate too. So, you know, with Blue Buffalo. So
right, absolutely. And you are a Blue Buffalo ambassador, right? So that's cool. How's that going?
It's great. We're excited. I'm excited to meet our rep in the area. So I know who it is. Actually, my husband met him because he's in animal health too. Anyway, long story. But so looking forward to doing that and the year ahead with all of that. It was really fun to be at Worlds and meet all the all the teammates.
Yeah.
You kind of hear each other on the phone and you see pictures, but it was really nice to be able to be together and it would be fun to be able to. To get together, you know, pull us all in somehow throughout the year too to do it again. But it's going really well. It's a great program. We're all super excited. It's a great brand to represent, and you know, the dogs love it and do really well with it.
Yeah. What flavors or what types are you feeding?
Well, I'm kind of doing a combo, but do a little bit of the salmon and then. Do some healthy weight chicken.
Okay.
I think both of those are like in the Wilderness brand.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do another one that's sort of a less ingredient one, just because one of the dogs is a little bit more sensitive with her gut.
Okay.
And so if I mix them, you know, it helps keep her weight at a decent weight, you know, because you can ramp it up when they're burning a ton of calories during peak season.
Yeah.
It's not an issue, but then when you you got to kind of tweak stuff when the winter season comes and they want to be on the couch.
Yeah. You know, no, I find I have the same problem with my dogs and probably a lot of people do is, especially if you're like me and my dogs, they just don't get out and do as much in the winter as they do in the summertime. So you have to adjust that feeding a bit and then keep an eye and make sure you're not overfeeding and then make sure you pick it back up when they come in that active season. So yeah, I know what you're saying there, but yeah, it sounds so they like all those Blue Buffalo brands. It sounds like that's nice. They have the different variety though, where you can do that actually.
It really is. And it's nice that I don't have to worry about having to wean between, you know, if it's a Wilderness or it's a, whichever one it is, I can just go between them and, you know, you can tweak it to what works best for your dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, their activity level and not worry about upsetting their gut, their GI.
Yeah.
Which is just awesome to be able to have the integrity of the product to do that.
Yeah. That's good. That's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're very, very excited and very grateful and looking forward to the year ahead and being able to, educate more people about Blue Buffalo.
Yeah, cool. Very cool.
Well, yeah.
Well, Molly, I really appreciate you taking time with me. We're out now of time, but this was great. I love talking with you and getting to find out more about what's going on at the Mocan Club. Such a great club out there. I've always loved that club and the people that are in it. Friends for years with a lot of them, and it's I always feel bad because I don't get out there like I would like to, but they have always made me feel like I'm at home. So
yeah, well, good. Well, we welcome you again. We would love to have you come. Yeah. So you have an open invite.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks again, Molly. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you soon at one event this summer. And
we would love that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
This is Radio Knock Dogs.
Thanks again, Molly. That was wonderful talking with you. Loved learning about your teams and everything that's going on there with Mocan Doc Dogs. Very, very cool. All right, we're going to get you a second interview coming up here. But first, how about a couple messages from a couple of those fantastic Doc Dog sponsors.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hey folks, if you can, check out those Doc Dog sponsors. Embrace Pet Insurance. Zooks. GlycoFlex. And don't forget about Blue Buffalo. Fantastic feeding for your dogs there as well. All awesome sponsors that keep our sport going. And you know, their sponsorship is so important. So really, 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 if you're something you think you can use, go on right to those sponsors because they have fantastic products. First of all, you can't go wrong. And secondly, they're what help drive this sport, pay for this to keep going on with us. Otherwise, you know, registration fees and membership fees and all that would have to keep increasing to keep maintaining everything at this superior level that Doc Dogs has over any other copycat organization. And that's how it's done, through sponsorship. So please patronize those sponsors and do what you can. And tell them thanks for sponsoring Doc Dogs and your favorite sport. All right, we're going to get into this second interview right here, right now with Timothy Lake. He is part of the Carolina Doc Doggers, and he had some great stuff to say as well.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm talking with Timothy Lake. Timothy, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic. How's your year going so far? It's only March, so I probably should ask people that because a lot of them I haven't talked to since last year. I think you and I maybe over the internet or something like that, but you know, haven't seen you since last year, so hopefully you're doing great.
Yeah, last time we chatted was at Worlds. We competed in Big Air and Senior, and we learned a lot of stuff and had a wonderful time at Worlds. The excitement never stopped, and we really, really enjoyed watching dueling dogs and watching some really, really good dogs break world records. It was absolutely incredible to watch Yayo beat the indoor world record. Absolutely mind-blowing, and it was really cool to meet a lot of teams that you talk to on Facebook and get to hang out with them for the week. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's cool. And how did you guys do at Worlds?
We were like in the middle of the pack. Right now we have a place in Send. We've been working on that sit stay. That's been our focus for during the off season. So hopefully by Worlds this year, we'll have a sit stay on the dock and hopefully we can get her flying a lot farther than she was.
Okay, cool. Well, you were talking with me about some stuff that you were doing with Nala that you think helps towards speed retrieve and things like that. Why don't you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so during the off season, we really are into the whole cross training, like using different canine sports in improving Nala. She's a crazy girl. She's got a lot of drive, a lot of energy, and not dock diving during the winter really put a toll on her. So we've been really getting active in disc, like in frisbee, and in flyball. We started a training regimen with flyball, and it's been really helping the drive for Nala in really like exploding off the box.
Cool.
Flyball is it's like a doggy relay for those that don't know about it, and it's really helped. Like, when we went to Siwi this year, we noticed that Nala was really, really driven during sea retrieve, and we really think that comes with fly ball, that at least the training within fly ball, everything kind of related to each other. So we've been noticing she's been getting more pop off the dock since we started doing Frisbee. We're noticing that she's quicker off the release in speed retrieve, and we really think that the off-season training, you know, especially doing like dry land sit stays, we really think this is really helping a lot. And we have a couple events coming up soon, and we're really going to see how it progresses.
That's cool. That's great to hear. It sounds like all that work is keeping Nala very happy and having a lot of fun, and you guys too, hopefully.
Yes, yes. A tired Nala is a happy Nala, and it's happy puppy parents too.
Yeah. So, and Siwi's always such a great event. How was it there this year? It's always huge crowds and so much fun.
It was fantastic. I think as far as the crowd was concerned, there had to be easily over 300 people around the dock. You couldn't move around that dock unless you were in the competitor area getting your dog up on the dock. It was completely insanity, and everyone was cheering for the smallest dog jumping to Donnie going huge. Like, it was absolutely awesome. I've never had an outdoor energy like that, like so early in the season. Like, the water was cold, don't get me wrong, and it affected some dogs, but other dogs, it doesn't care. They don't care. They're going to jump regardless. But Siwi was definitely an event highlight so far for our career, and that's probably going to be a highlight of the year for sure, and we'll definitely be back for Siwi 2017.
Yeah, that sounds like the Siwi I know. It's always fantastic crowds and excited handlers and dogs ready to go, because it is early in the season, and sometimes you have to deal with the weather in that case, but you know, it doesn't stop the crowds from coming out, doesn't stop the competitors, so that's fantastic to hear. You know, it's early in the season, so be careful. While I'm sure it'll always be a highlight, you know, I think there's some bigger stuff coming, and what are your plans for this coming season as far as events go?
Well, definitely we have our eye on the wild card at Amelia Island coming up. We'll definitely be there. We're going to try and go for Iron Dog, Evie, Spear Retrieve. The regionals in Kentucky, that's the closest one to us here in North Carolina. A bunch of events with Carolina Dock Dogs and Palmetto Dock Dogs. They actually have two events coming up here in April. Literally 2 weeks apart, one the Rice Festival and another one in Georgetown. I forget the name of the event. And then, of course, the first event for Carolina Dock Dogs, we have Fayetteville, and that's going to be a very big event. Jay was telling us that it's always a highlight for Carolina Dock Dogs, so we didn't get there last year, but this year we'll definitely heads on for it.
Yeah, definitely. I always hear fantastic things about that event, and yeah, you definitely got to check that out too. Amelia Island, I'll be there too, so looking forward to seeing you first time this year.
Sweet.
And really looking forward to that, because that's, you know, the talk is big about that, so that's fantastic.
We're also really excited about dueling dogs too. That's going to be the cream of the crop this year, getting out to the dueling dogs events around the country. I know there's some posted now. Hopefully there'll be more posted later, because we definitely want that adrenaline fix. When we saw it at Worlds, we were so amped up, and we're ready to do it this year.
That's cool. That's awesome. And yes, I can tell you for a fact, I know at least there's one more event coming that people aren't aware of. So stay tuned for that as well, and some more news from Dueling Dogs and Dock Dogs coming, if it's not out already by the time this episode airs. So,
yeah, true.
You know, other than that, you know, so how did you get into the fly ball and the other stuff? Did you just start doing that too?
We started in late December. It was one of the local trainers, and a lot of dock doggers kind of told us about the different sports they did, and it really kind of took off once we started getting into it. Nala was kind of skeptical at first, like, well, I'm going to go get a ball and bring it back to you. I'd prefer the bumper. But we built the drive for it, and now she absolutely loves the whole idea behind fly ball. We're actually starting box turns, which is part of fly ball, of going on the box, getting the ball, and running back over the jumps. So it's a labor of love. It's a lot of training involved in it, but it's a lot of fun when you see it all put together.
That's cool. That's really cool. And I just love to hear people's dogs that get to go and do all kinds of fun stuff. I try to do as much as I can with my dogs too. Sometimes the weather up here really keeps you down on that, but we work on it.
Yeah, in fact, actually, as we speak, Melanie is actually throwing the disc for Nala. I can actually see them, and she's actually going full tilt right now, and it's kind of fun to watch. I know a lot of people that do dock dogs also do disc, and it's we love it. Like, we think it really helps kind of keep them in shape and active during the off season. I know a lot of people right now haven't gotten, as of this recording, haven't even hit an event yet, and if they wanted to start doing something now to get their dog in shape, now would be the time to do it, because the season is right around the corner for a lot of people, and getting your dog in shape first really helps.
Oh yeah, or at least trying to keep them in shape, you know, through whatever your off season may be, if you have an off season of any kind.
It really didn't feel like we had an off season, to be honest with you, with the amount of training we've done with the other sports. We kept our schedule busy, and this year we're adding more to it, and it's just going to be absolute insanity. We got to remind ourselves to give Nala a rest every once in a while.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Any plans for any big dock dogs trips, something further away than you would normally go? Anything catch your eye on the schedule yet or anything like that?
Kentucky for both dueling dogs and for regionals.
Okay, cool.
If we don't make it in Kentucky, we have plans of going to Massachusetts. So that, and we're hoping to qualify in Worlds again, so we'll make that trip out to Iowa. That was a long trip, but it was totally worth it for the amount of fun we had. So we definitely, within the next 2 years, want to make it out for the GoPro Mountain Games.
Oh, yeah.
Not on the cards this year, but in the next couple of years, we want to make that trip out to Colorado.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, beautiful area, beautiful event. You definitely wouldn't be disappointed. So very cool. Awesome. Well, hey, Tim, it's great to hear from you and talk with you. We're running out of time here, but I really do appreciate you taking some time to talk with me. And anything else that you just want to say or cover while I got you here?
No, if you guys see us at an event, come say hi. We're always friendly. And, I mean, if you're not part of a Dock Dogs club, please join your local club, because they usually hold practices, and that's where you can really refine your game and your throw and all that. So definitely reach out to your local club if you're not a member, and join in on the fun.
Right, absolutely. Good advice. So, well, thanks again, Tim, and I'm looking forward to seeing you around. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
This is Radio Dock Dogs.
That's it. That wraps up another episode of Radio Dock Dogs, but we're not done for the week. Dun-dun-dun! Yes, there will be a bonus episode of Radio Dock Dogs tomorrow. Another bonus episode, folks. So you can get your Dock Dogs fill again tomorrow. So can't wait for that. Looking forward to talking with you then. Until then, of course, be safe. Have fun with your pups. Give them a little kiss on the head, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Dock Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Dock Dogs.